All right, speaking of the Rangers, let's talk to the president and part owner of the team, the Hall of Famer, the great Nolan Ryan, who joins us now on the ticket. Good morning.
Morning.
We appreciate the time this morning. We have a lot to talk about. We have your baseball team, of course, and then the promotion known as Snow Monkey Night on Sunday that we're just we're giddy about it. But let's start with your team. Still in first place, still with the best record, and as we were just talking, despite all the injuries, you must be pleased with how they fight through this, which has now almost become epidemic with so many injured players.
Well, it's so unusual to see the number of injuries that we've had and in such a short period of time. You know that injuries are going to always come into play each year because of the length of the season, but for us to have as many and them pretty much kind of be concentrated on the pitching staff, it's really unusual. But, you know, our team is resilient, and that is a pattern they've had now for several years. Is about the time you think the wheels are about to come off, they come roaring back as they did last night.
And they did it last night behind Yu Darvish, who wins his 10th. How impressed are you with the way that Yu has handled the transition to the major leagues and just simply with how he's pitched?
Well, we think for his age and for all the things that he's had to deal with coming over from Japan, we couldn't be any happier with it. We think that he's made that transition extremely well. You take the first inning last night where he has a tendency to struggle the first and second inning of the game, and he'll battle and get right in there and finally find his rhythm and then is shut down the opposition totally, and that's pretty much the pattern last night.
You know, we hear from time to time that, well, once the book gets out on you, then it'll be more difficult on him. And I've got a theory I wanted to bounce off you. I think the book matters, but maybe it only matters to average or below average pitchers. If you're a really, really good to great pitcher, does the book really matter? Like, I imagine there was a book out on Nolan Ryan for many years, but it didn't seem to help hitters.
Well, what you see is that people have exceptional stuff, late movement, they're able to pinpoint the ball. All these things, they come into play, and hitters can compensate. They anticipate. They know what to look for after they've seen hitters. They know how to react to their pitches. But if people have exceptional stuff or they have late movement, you can't compensate for that.
We talked about the injuries, Nolan. As it applies to pitchers, is there anything to some of these guys have pitched a lot more innings than they're used to in the last couple of years, or is it just dumb luck?
Well, you know, you can speculate, and any time that things happen, there's all this speculation of why they happen. But, you know, if you start looking at the injuries, it has nothing to do, or very few of them have anything to do with throwing injuries. You take Derek Holland, he had a stomach problem, lost a lot of weight, and it was fatigue more than anything else, and he had a little tenderness in his shoulder. You have Ogando, who did a groin running out, trying to run out a base hit. So those two are totally different than throwing. Natale, his is a throwing injury that, you know, who knows if it's a transition from the bullpen to the starting rotation or it's just an irritation that he developed from poor mechanics. So, you know, you really can't say that it was because, well, their workload increased. But people are always going to speculate that these are factors that came into play.
Rangers president and Hall of Famer Nolan Ryan with us here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. All right, going tonight is Roy Oswalt, very impressive in his debut. What did you think about what you saw out of Roy last Friday, and what do you expect out of him the remainder of the season?
Well, what I saw Friday, I hadn't seen him pitch Sunday in Round Rock, and I really thought that he was close, but didn't have command of all of his pitches, but I thought the stamina and endurance was there, so he showed us that. He had better command of his breaking ball. When I saw him in Round Rock, he did throw his fastball to both sides of the plate, and he did that in his first start here. So I expect to see him build off that. I think as far as the year is concerned, I think he'll be an innings eater for us, and I think down the stretch that'll make a difference in helping our bullpen and not having to overexpose our bullpen.
All right, and we're looking forward to Sunday night, which has been designated as Nolan Ryan's Snow Monkey Night.
Where I believe well, I have y'all to thank for that.
Yeah, we're sorry about that. When we started that conversation with you so many years ago about snow monkeys, and then it just it evolved from there. And
I like to call it say that it took on a life of its own.
Yeah, it certainly did. And it's crazy the fact that this is actually going to happen on Sunday night. Did you think when you first heard about this idea that it was a bad one?
You know, Chuck Morgan ran that by me one day in a meeting. He says, what do you think about this? We were talking about the upcoming season and different promotions we were going to have. And I said, you know, Chuck, you have a better feel for that than I do. And if you think that there's validity to that, I'm not against it. And, you know, you never know on unique promotions sometimes how they take off and how your fan base receives them. So, from every indication, it looks like it's going to be a popular promotion.
Did you have any idea many, many, many years ago when you first made that trip to South Texas to investigate the snow monkeys that it would lead to Snow Monkey Night at the ballpark?
Well, trust me, when that snow monkey was crawling around my shoulders and my head, that was the furthest thing from my mind. I just wanted in that truck and out of there.
And just to update the story, the snow monkeys that were terrorizing South Texas, they're under control now. We have peace in the snow monkey nation, don't we?
I think there's harmony like the snow monkeys haven't experienced since they came to Texas.
And what better way to celebrate that than Snow Monkey Night, Nolan Ryan Snow Monkey Night on Sunday night. I think it's the first 10,000 kids through the gates.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's just the kids? The adults don't get the snow monkey?
No, you're going to have to wrestle away from your kid, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to go to eBay to get them.
Okay. So are you worn out on the snow monkey thing? Like when people come up to you and they bring it up, do you ever think to yourself, why don't you ask me about my no-hitters and not the snow monkeys?
You know, people I ask, say, what is this snow monkey deal? I know Ian Kinsler and Michael Young were sitting on the bench for the game the other night, and they were going, hey, what's this snow monkey deal? Because, you know, they have no clue the story behind the snow monkey.
Yeah, why would they? It's just it's crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, we should congratulate Nolan and his lovely wife, Ruth. They celebrated their 45th wedding anniversary yesterday. Congratulations. Did you have a nice day?
Yeah, we really did. My daughter and son threw us a surprise party up in the owner's suite last night. We thought we were going to do what we normally do on our anniversary because we're always at a ball game. We were going to go to the Diamond Club and have dinner, and she had set this up and did a good job of keeping it from us. And we had a lot of our our friends from the years past come up for the surprise party, so it really turned out to be a nice evening, and the team stepped up and won, so it really was special.
Well, that's great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, we appreciate the time this morning. Have fun on Sunday night, Nolan Ryan Snow Monkey Night. We appreciate the time and hope to talk to you again soon.
I guess I'll have to beat some kid out of one.
All right, Nolan, we'll see you.
All right, thanks.
Bye. That is the great Nolan Ryan.
He is turning into the fake Nolan Ryan.
He is so awesome that he would approve that. All the nonsense around that. And that
Much confusion.
I can't believe he didn't. I would have totally understood if he rejected that idea from Chuck Morgan.
Sure.
And I'm sure Chuck Morgan expected him to reject that idea.
I like it that he's embraced it and having fun with it, flashing back to the snow monkeys crawling around his head.
So what do you think, 100 miles, 150 miles? How far away will you be able to see the question mark over the ballpark?
About 100 miles, probably. Yeah, it'd be that big.
Half the people will go in and think, this is great, and crack up. And the other half, here's your snow monkey. What?
It's your snow monkey.
Well, I don't understand Nolan Ryan. Why is
it? Yes, it's a Nolan Ryan snow monkey.
I don't understand that.
I just like that it's filtered down to the dugout. Hey, Nolan, what's Snow Monkey Night all about? What the heck's that?